is something really happening here, as some of the scientists think, because these are the kinds of records they would expect to break? Or is it just that we're much better at measuring hurricanes now than we were in the past, and if we look back, we would find a Gonu maybe 100 years ago. We would find an Aoki, but we just couldn't measure them back then. I can't give a definitive answer to this. I haven't crunched all the data, and one storm doesn't prove anybody right. But although I can't answer this question I'm raising, I can, like the scientists did, I can reframe the question, and I'll reframe it like this. Do you doubt that anything is odd is happening, or do you worry that something odd might be happening?
The scientific debate about whether global climate change affects hurricanes is a real one, but this is in contrast to the question of whether humans are causing climate change through increasing emissions of greenhouse gases. According to Mooney, that is no longer in question, even though some special interests are trying to create a controversy to mislead Americans.
Special interests in the global warming debate have completely skewed it. Essentially, you know, industry interests have been funding think tanks that go out and muddy the scientific waters. But it turns out that on hurricanes, the scientific waters are muddy. So the think tanks were doing their typical thing, and they were suddenly hurricane experts, right? But actually, the environmental groups were stampeding ahead as if the science was much more certain than it was, and they made their own kinds of mistakes on this particular story, much more than they do on just the mainstream question of is global warming caused by humans, which they're right about. And which industry has been trying to undermine and call into question for a long time.
The Tampa Bay region is one of the most vulnerable regions to hurricanes in the United States. Mooney read from his book about what could happen if a strong hurricane, like 2004's Charley, were to hit the area, even without taking into account any possible amplified effects from global warming.
Not only might Charley grow into a major hurricane, it could strike the low-lying Tampa Bay-St. Petersburg area, notorious for a vulnerability that nearly rivals that of New Orleans. A Category 4 storm approaching the bay at the right angle could drive a tremendous surge that would knock out bridges, flood parts of downtown Tampa under 20 feet of water, and temporarily turn St. Petersburg into an island. A scientist has run all of that out, and there's footnotes sort of getting into much more detail about what's been done. But what happens to that scenario if you run out global warming 100 years? I don't know, and I don't know if that has been done. I think it should be a national project to do that for all of these places.
Those types of national projects used to be the things that Americans could tackle. Mooney, who grew up in New Orleans, said that such forward-thinking solutions are needed to avoid catastrophe from hurricanes, especially considering how overdeveloped coastal regions are in the most hurricane-prone regions of the country.
We're not forward-looking about these kinds of problems, and it doesn't matter if everybody who knows anything about a subject predicts a train wreck. We still just wait for the train wreck.
Exactly.
That's Katrina, that's
right.
Tampa. You know, I mean, it's a lot of places where we're just like, okay, wandering along.
Got my evacuation route online.
Yeah, it's not good enough. You know what we need? We need to become the country that we were and that we aren't anymore, the country that actually thinks big and accomplishes gigantic things. And I don't know why we can't seem to do that anymore. You know, you can do these things, and actually both Katrina and 9/11 generated this huge surge of people wanting to get engaged in public service in this way, and we just told them, you know, go get drunk at Mardi Gras.